This is William Bolton interviewing Miss Annie Bonnie Williams Bolton at my great grandmother at the address of 1471 Bullocks Ferry Road, Talladega, Alabama, on March 28, 1996. The subject of the interview is the Depression. Granny Bonnie, when were you born? And where were you born?
I was born about 4 miles from Meadowville. About 4 miles from Meadowville, October the 26th, 1897.
So that puts you 98 years old. Long life. What were your parents' names?
My daddy's name was Augustus Nathan Williams, and my mother's name was Llewellyn Carr.
Okay. So, what about you had how many sisters and brothers?
I was the oldest of five brothers, one little old girl.
You also got married and had 9 children.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Chester Burwell Bolton. He was.
You had 9 children. How many boys and girls?
I had 3 boys and 6 girls. And the second girl had polio when she was 5 years old. But I can't count my course this morning, September the 6th.
What kind of education did you get in high school?
Didn't have education in first and second grades, but I went up to the 8th arithmetic, reader. The 8th reader.
That's fine. As far as you went, what did you do after you got there?
I got married when I was 16 and didn't go back to school anymore. And I had 9 children, so I had my hands full.
I would imagine so. Going back, what kind of jobs did your mother and father have?
They were farmers, and my daddy was, we had a store, and he was a woodman of the world, little country fellow, I guess you'd call him. He was the one that had the storehouse for the woodman to our house.
And your mother just kind of took care of you?
Yeah, my mama waited on the store and cooked for, I don't know how many, several of them.
You got married when you were 16. You mentioned to me earlier that your father died when you were young, too.
Yeah, I was about 10 years old when my daddy died. And left mama with 6 children. So we was poor folks. We had a garden, had a cow, and had plenty of chickens. We was raised on the farm. We had plenty to eat. At times then, it was harder than now and then.
What were some of the things outside of the farm work that you did to help your mother, to support your brothers?
I didn't have nothing to do on the work hold and worked in the garden, tended to the kids because I was the oldest.
Granny, what did you and your husband do after y'all got married to each other?
He was a farmer too. He took my daddy's place and he stayed on where my grandma and mama lived in the same house. And about a year after then, my grandma died with a heart attack. Mm-hmm. She had a stroke.
Okay.
My grandma had a stroke, and she passed away. And then we stayed on another year, and then we had to move to the log house, and his mom and dad would leave there, and he'd pop off open, cut cross ties, cut logs, and made him a log house, and he was 19 years old. And he had typhoid fever. And he was a young man living in the log house.
So the log house that y'all lived in wasn't too far from where you lived to start with. It's down the road.
About 2 miles. And I tried to sew for all my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you did back then is for money you went and either worked for them to get or you just borrowed back and forth from what each other anybody had.
That was a good deed I'd done for them by making their mama had died and I showed there's four girls wanting to make nurses, and I made them their dresses to enter training. And one of them picked me a gallon of blackberries, and I don't remember nothing else I got. And my neighbors do.
Well, Granny, can you explain some of the things were back then economically, how were things priced and compared to today, and how did that affect you back then, having money? Not very much money.
Well, sometimes we sold eggs and got a few eggs and have 15 hens, I think. And a box of matches was a nickel. And I can't remember what other things were, but so it's hard times. We had our milk and butter and had a garden. Daddy used to carry, when he had an old truck, he'd carry a bunch off and pick blueberries into the nigger glaze where we're close to where we used to live. And I was
so how long was it that you lived with your mother before she moved out?
It was after Leon had a stroke, but I can't remember the year. It was 5, I think, that she moved out and left me in the log house.
Now, your mother, you had to take care of her because of her blindness.
Yeah.
What were things like with you and your family? Because I knew that was something that you had to do.
We learned to work in the garden. And my daddy had bees, and we had plenty of sweet stuff. Mm-hmm. We had a cert meal and we had plenty of salt and syrup. But today you don't eat salt and syrup, you make jellies and jams.
Right. How long was it that you spent with your mother to take care of her?
Yes. Oh, I'd say 20 years.
About 20 years. And you also had handful of children you had to take care of along with it.
Yeah. And all my children. And they didn't have polio. She stayed at home until she was 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, after your mother had died, and then y'all moved again, right?
Yeah. We moved to Talladega County then. Been here for 30 years. Same old house.
How long was it after that also that your father, excuse me, your husband died?
I'll say we've been here 20 years when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a stroke.